The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Thune. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you're new to the podcast, this is what's going on. I'm from Chicago on Earth, and months ago, I fell through a dimensional hole behind a Burger King into this sort of mystical, fantastical land of Thune. Luckily, I'm getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King still, I think, through the dimensional hole somehow, and I'm using that Wi-Fi to post a weekly podcast that I host here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Thune. And I'm joined by my co-host, Chunt.
Hello.
And my wizard co-host.
I am Spintax the Green, wizard of the 3rd, 9th, and 12th realms of Ephesius, wielder of arcane forces compelling the living and the dead, diviner of unknowable truths, caster of illusions, destroyer of lies, dissolver of the wall of fire, imbiber of the 9 deadly poisons, author of the Pandemonium, and winner of the Wizard's Choice Award. The dwarves know me as Nickelback Silverchair. The angels know me as Mama Cassiel. The vampires know me as Cameron Orlando. In the South, I am known as Lodestone Great Craft, and many other names that you'll never know from my lips.
Wow. What was that name again?
Spintax the Green.
Oh, great. You know what? I appreciate, you know, on second go, you don't give the full name. Like, you know, we're normally joined by our buddy Usador.
You know
Usador? He's still around?
Yes, he is.
Still peddling his pebbles?
Yes, it's true. Spintax, we've heard so many great things about your wizardonic prowess. How would I say that?
That's perfect.
Great.
I am such a huge fan. When I heard about you dissolving the Wall of Fire, I lost my mind. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever heard of. So I'm just a huge fan. If I could get like an autograph or something, that would be amazing.
Truth be told, wait, check your pocket.
Oh my God, it's an autograph.
Whoa!
How did this get this?
I don't know.
This is real magic, aren't
you? Yeah, it is.
This is amazing.
We finally are getting some real magic on this podcast. I'm so excited. So, Spintax, I have a question for you. So, I know Usador the Blue, his magic is generated by light and shadow. Spintax, what is the source of your magic?
Yes, truth and lies. Those are the things that I form into magical mysteries, sustenance, and whatever else I so choose.
So, your magic is sort of like the party game Two Truths and a Lie?
I'm not familiar.
Well, it's a party game where you say three things about yourself. Two of those things are true, and one is a lie.
Ooh, let's play.
And then people have to guess. All right. I will say three things about myself.
Be careful, Arnie.
What?
Because you may be working a magic.
I might accidentally
You're going to fuel his spell.
Wow, I might accidentally do green magic then.
Quite possibly.
Okay, so three things about myself. One, I have slightly webbed toes. Two, I deeply love my wife and child.
Lie.
No, that's true.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, it's a game.
Game's over.
Three, I can turn myself invisible. Which of those things is a lie?
The wife and kid.
No!
Okay, here's mine. One, I once turned into a vampire bat. Two, Arnie sucks. Three, Arnie sucks. There's two truths and one lie.
Well, you did definitely turn yourself into...
I told three truths.
No. Spintax.
My turn? Fine. Although, I must say, Chunt, you broke the rules a tad.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Two of those things were not statements about yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad...
I think Arnie sucks.
There you are. Wonderful. Oh. Game complete. Things about myself. One truth, two truths, one lie. I've got them. One moment. Reordering them. Understood. Ready? Go. I was made by the answer to a riddle posed by an angel to the four elements.
Wow.
Yes.
God, I hope that's true.
I reside in a multifaceted gem
that is
worn between the bust of Queen Titania.
Whoa!
Wow, what a lucky guy.
And third, I have never eaten spiced potatoes.
Three's the lie.
Yeah, definitely.
I love spiced potatoes.
I hate spiced potatoes, but that was clearly a lie. I could just tell.
Is it because I'm eating one now?
Yes.
How foolish of me.
Yes. Exactly.
Barkeep, a pig's leg for
me.
Oh,
shit.
Yes. I'll just eat it off the bone. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Usador.
Oh, well, what's...
Usador, you old sow dear.
Oh, Spintax, you old goat's foot. It's good to see you, old man.
Rolling out of bed late?
No, just a little bit late this morning, yes. I found myself at home quite hungry. I opened my cauldron, and there was a cobweb inside. I opened my cabinets, and there was a cobweb inside, and I thought to myself, what shall I do for sustenance? I shall take myself down to the Vermilion Minotaur, and what do I find but my two good friends and my old friend, Spintax, sitting where I usually sit.
Yeah. Why are you smiling so weird?
Oh, I don't know. No reason. Just
you're sweating.
Having some pig leg or nothing.
Usador is a famed sweater. Back in the halls of Taracus, we called him Slippery.
Oh.
Yes, that's one of the other names I didn't want them to know.
Do you remember? Do you remember when we lived in the halls of Taracus?
Oh, how you guys, I remember.
Roommates?
Or... Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh, yes, yes. In our formative years, you see, for the wizard born, as I have mentioned, there are only a few of us. We are put into special... halls together where we stay to learn the magical arts, and I was lucky enough to be paired with Spintax.
Wow. This is that weird smile again.
Yeah. Why? Well, I don't know what you mean.
Spintax, do you have any good stories about their time?
Oh, sure. One time, I caught Usador.
Slippery?
Yes, old Slippery.
Old Slippery.
He was gone, or I was gone. I left our room for a while, and I came back sooner than he had expected. Uh-oh. And there he was, robes in a puddle on the floor. Uh-oh. Another puddle of sweat next to those, and in his hand, his wizard's staff, if you know what I am talking about. No lies there.
Well, I was only 100 years old then, yeah. What did you expect at that age?
You play with the wand too long, you're not casting spells, right?
I have some stories about Spintax as well.
That
will set your hairs upon end. There was a... Let's see.
Oh boy, this is embarrassing.
I'm sweating so much.
Hey, Usador, can I ask you for a favor?
Yes, what?
I never thought to do this. Can I have your autograph?
You want my autograph?
Yeah, can you just give me your autograph?
Oh, sure. And have a...
Oh, he's reaching for a quill.
Piece of parchment or a quill.
Usador, check the pocket of your robe.
Oh, here it is. Here's my autograph.
Wow.
Yeah, you
that
can take
is amazing.
It.
Spintax made someone else's autograph.
Wow. That was pretty cool, I have to admit. Yeah. I have a story. Oh, I remember now. Yes, when we were headed to the Great Winter Ball of Taracus, Spintax asked Genlevia to go to the ball with him. And Genlevia said, well, of course. But then when they got there... They had a lovely time. And,
What was the funny part?
I'd had a crush on Genlevia for quite a while.
I really don't like that smile.
Usador. Oh, no. I think you broke him. Usador, could you be a buddy? Could you go to the go up to the bar and just get a drink for me, Spintax, and Choo Choo?
We're saying Choo Choo again.
Yeah, turn to Choo Choo.
I let him call me that now, since we're friends.
All right. What would you like?
I'll have a mead.
Mead.
Mead with a little bit of raspberry.
Mead with raspberry. What would you like?
Oh, I'll take a rainbow bowl. Ooh,
rainbow bowl.
Wow. Ooh, actually, I'll have what
I'll have a rainbow bowl as
well. That sounds amazing.
three of them whipped.
Rainbow Bowl, Rainbow Bowl whipped.
Yeah, let's just get drunk on Rainbow Bowls. Boys' night.
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
So, Spindex.
So funny to hear that name. Ginny, I'd forgotten all about Ginny, my date.
Yeah. Spintax, what else? I know the people of Foon know all about your, like, great feats and things, but the people of Earth might not know as much about them. What are some of the great accomplishments that you've made?
Oh, certainly. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a best-selling author of the Pandanomicon.
Wow, tell me about the Pandanomicon.
Oh, it's an extensive list of all the demons I've met and banished from this world of Foon.
Could you give me a small taste of some of the demons?
Oh, sure, of course. Of course, there is Yagrafel. He was the many-horned flame beast.
Wow.
Yes.
Sounds terrifying.
Yes, he fed on insecurities.
Mm,
yes.
Yeah.
He hung around in the capital city, where he preyed upon the politicos of the capital, made them act out, and I banished them, and we returned to a time of honesty and truth in the halls of the Senate.
Wow, amazing. I feel like we could use you on my planet, on my dimension.
I had to banish him by cutting off all of his thousands of horns.
Holy cow.
And I've ground them into a powder and spread them into the Great Black Sea.
Wow. Holy
Spintax is just the coolest.
He is the coolest. I'm so excited that you're here, Spintax. Maybe one or two more accomplishments, if you don't mind.
Certainly. Well, one thing I can help you with, Chunk, an upcoming accomplishment, if you're interested.
Oh, my God, yes.
I understand you're still using sex as a conversion technique.
Yes.
Yes. I can show you how to not rely upon sexual congress to change.
What?
Oh, yes.
I can just do it at will, or what are you talking about?
Yes, at will. It takes a lot of concentration. It takes discipline. It takes a free hand, if you know what I mean.
Why did Usinor never teach me this?
I don't know. I'm not sure I fully understand.
It takes to, yeah.
Well,
teach
all
me, teach
wizards
me.
Are also practiced in the art of changing form.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We've never seen Usinor change form.
Really?
No.
He just makes tiny horses that I may or may not fuck sometimes.
He made a tiny horse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With two buttholes. Do you have two buttholes? All wizards. Yeah.
Of course I do. What of it? One's for ins, one's for outs.
Here's
what?
Here's a rainbow bowl for you.
Thank you.
A rainbow bowl for you.
Yes,
they're all whipped. And a rainbow bowl for you.
Thank you.
It's good.
I'm glad. I'm very happy that it's so good.
You didn't get yourself something? Yeah, you didn't get anything for yourself.
I forgot. I'll be right back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Slippery.
Took him long enough. Yeah, so what? How do I change at will?
Fine. Let me tell you. First of all, you must enter a state of complete gnosis calm. Lay still on a bed.
Okay.
Or a thatch of grass.
Let me write this down.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Wonderful. Envision the form you wish to take.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Think about it over and again. Feel its body against your own.
What are you writing on my autograph?
Huh? Oh. Oh, I crossed it out. I'm sorry. Spintax is telling me how to change shape at will.
Oh, well, that's a fix.
But you probably know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how a shapeshifter would change at will. But if Spintax knows, then go ahead. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Recall?
I know that I can change into a broom handle, but not the brush, if I'm very terrified. Just the broom handle part that screws into the brush, though.
So you turn into a stick.
Well, but it's clearly a broom handle, for it has the threaded part that goes into the brush of a broom. But then,
So are you feeling all right?
Yes, of course. Mm. Of course. Why would I not feel all right? My good friend Spintax is here tonight.
Yeah.
So everything is great.
It's exciting. I mean, you probably don't get to see Spintax the Green that often.
No.
Did he have any nicknames in the Grey Halls of Tarkas?
I remember Jenny screaming, "You're a champion," over and over again. Other than that, I was a champion
of the halls of Tarakas that night.
Oh.
Yes,
I gave her my one seed.
Yes.
Oh, wait, one seed?
Yes, a wizard at the moment of perfection, releases a single seed.
Wow.
Yes, that is very true. It's a very focused and powerful piece of...
ejaculate.
Ejaculate, thank you. Which you don't even have to release if you don't want to.
I wanted to.
Well, of course, but you know, some of us believe, you know, but I, you know, I believe in a more,
He sounds like Don the Interstellar.
No, it's,
so much hemming and hawing.
A slightly, more... Well, chaste way of being a wizard, I find, is appropriate to the station that has been gifted to us by the very elements of the world, for it is our sacred duty to protect this realm. Aye, for the Dark Lord is looming over all of us, and at any moment he could strike and destroy everyone in Hog's Face, everyone in Skur, everyone in Dunstan, everyone in Midclimp. Everyone, everywhere, every man, woman, and child. And if we do not defeat this evil, this great and pronounced evil that doth slowly creep upon us with every waking moment, what are you sighing about?
No, I just we feel hurt a lot about your quests.
But no one will go.
Do you have a quest? Would you have
actually, you know what? Let's take, I could not be any more excited about your quest. But let's take a quick break and then let's hear about what kind of quest Spintax is cooking up.
Wonderful!
Sing us a song!
All right, I'd love to play a song for you. This is a song about when I first met Spancy. My emotions take on a pheromonal quality.
I have emotions and I know you can smell them, but just in case you cannot place the scent, I'll spare the smell out for you. I like A-E-Y-O-U. It sounds Hawaiian when I say it like that.
And we're back, thanks to Glenn Miller and Spance, who are still here at the Vermilion Minotaur. You know, they're held over by popular request. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, Spintax, what quests are you working up?
I've a single purpose.
To defeat the Dark Lord? To join me?
No, Usador. Oh. The Dark Lord is no threat.
How dare you, sir?
As long as there is power in darkness, there shall be a Dark Lord. It's no fault of his.
That makes sense.
He who holds the Book of Sight when the moon is drained of all its light shall then be ruler of the night, master of the dark. It's not his fault.
Oh, it rhymes.
I know.
Yeah. It rhymes.
But if we cast out the Dark Lord, then this Dark Lord is particularly strong, and if, you know... If...
There is a threat to this realm far greater than the Dark Lord, so great that the forces of light and dark must join together to defeat it.
Oh, it's like the Dukes and Boss Hogg having to team up.
I will join your quest.
Who is this Boss of Hogs?
I don't want to talk about her stuff. Wait, Chunt, what's this?
I said I'll join your quest, whatever you need.
You will?
Yeah. Chunt.
It is very difficult. Oh. First of all, the destruction is an encroaching void, erasing all existence.
Oh, God.
And Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fionnuala, known to the dwarves as Zodan Hugstanges, known in the northwest as Gaswanus Maystar, he shall take up this cause. He shall defeat the void, standing next to his friends, Spintax the Green.
Wow, Usador got his groove back.
Yes.
Didn't you say that he was the champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas when he planted his seed?
No, well, she was... You're missing sort of...
That's what she said.
It's a euphemism. Yes, exactly.
So the...
I shall aid you, Spintax. Yes, the Dark Lord shall be defeated someday, and that shall remain my main purpose. But in the meantime, I shall take this quest that is just off to the side of my main quest, and I shall persevere!
There be no battle to win.
Oh.
What?
We do not defeat the void through warfare.
Ah, then we must... pool our magical abilities to cast it back.
No.
None of our magic is strong enough to stop the nothing that comes.
Ooh.
The only way to stop it is to make a little girl believe in magic. Hmm. A little girl not from Foon. A girl from a mundane realm where there is no magic.
Your world is mundane.
Yeah, I know. Daughter, my, right? I mean, mundane is, I mean, there's great things about my, but I do
I haven't heard of a single one.
We have some great.
You don't want to talk about Earth things.
I don't want to talk about Earth
you
stuff.
You have a daughter, right?
I do have a daughter. So what we have to, I have a
You have a mundane daughter?
No, she's not mundane. She's precious. She's great. But she comes, I guess, technically from a mundane world.
That's not any girl. It's one specific girl.
Oh.
One poor,
you should have led with
disheveled
that.
Girl.
Oh, poor.
Her name is Penelope Penelope.
Oh.
She lives in a trailer.
Oh.
A what?
A trailer.
Trailer.
She's an ugly little girl, homely, with a pug nose and unkempt red hair and pigtails and pale skin and freckles, and her parents are divorcing.
Oh man. Oh,
she carries around a ragged little teddy bear with only one button eye, and it drags in the dirt.
Who's she staying with?
She lives with her mother, but her mother's not home because she's an RN and she works late hours and she just sits at home, poor Penelope.
Oh, bad choice.
So how do we assist this girl in another realm? It seems beyond our abilities.
It does seem beyond your abilities, Usador.
Ooh, snap.
Yes. We must tell her a tale. We must get her to believe in hope and magic. We must send through an emissary.
Ooh. We could get her to listen to this podcast.
Has there been much magic on this podcast?
Very little.
That's quite a bit.
No. Well, we had a tiny horse.
I lit some candles. I made some horses.
Top hat? You made a top hat by saying
top
bing?
Hat. I made a saddle.
Boy's night was magical.
But it's all just noises, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it'd be easy for her to disbelieve her ears.
Yeah, assuming she even heard it at all.
Yes.
What do you have in mind, Spintex?
Yes, how do we defeat the void?
Well, the reason that the void is approaching our world is because in her world, our world is just a story.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
No.
And she doesn't believe in the story. She doesn't believe it's real. She doesn't believe in us. She doesn't believe in you. She doesn't believe in Chunt. She doesn't believe in Usador.
Why wouldn't she believe in us?
Because her life's so terrible. Everything's awful. Her parents are mean.
Yeah.
Mm. And she's sad. She cries into a window box full of dirt and no plants.
Oh, wow. No.
It's terrible.
This is awful.
Yes.
Well, what do we... I legitimately want to help this girl, regardless of whether it stops the void or not.
I know what to do.
Oh, I doubt you. I doubt it.
We'll pay her off. If we pay her enough money, she'll begin to believe.
I mean, it would help her, probably.
No? No takers?
I can send one person through.
You can send one person to Earth?
Yes.
Send me.
You would like to go?
Yes.
Back to Earth?
Yeah, I'd like to go back to Earth. I could see my wife and my child. And then when I have some time, I would go where, where on Earth Penelope is?
Well, I do not know.
Well.
You'd have to find her yourself.
Yeah, that might
be tough. Need six Foonish children to cast the spell.
Six Foonish children. Do what?
Yes, you see, here's the trick.
I must render the fat from six children order to open the portal.
Killing six children to save one?
I knew that you could be sent back in this horrible way, but I would never, ever suggest such a thing.
So much
child. So awful.
I am not considering melting the fat off of six children to save one or to send Arnie home to meet his wife and daughter for the first time, I assume?
I've met them. No, I mean, in a long time. The first time in a while.
Fine. I am talking about killing six children in order to save every other being in Foon.
The price is too high.
It is a moral quandary.
Well, it seems about right.
Chunt.
The void's going to kill everyone. Six kids?
Kids die here
all the time.
Those six children will never have existed at all if the encroaching void takes them.
See?
There must be another way.
Yeah.
I refuse to accept it.
I hate to say this, but I have to agree with Usador.
Now the fellowship is formed.
He's going into the wizard state.
Oh, no.
My name, and I can be on top of the world, and everybody will listen to me, and nobody will listen to me, and nobody will do what I want them to do, and if they want them to do it, then they won't do what I say, and they can do what I say.
His head is spinning in circles.
I'm so angry. Nobody will listen to me.
I'm so proud of you. You have joined my quest,
I have not joined your... First of all, you've already have Nimbly Pimblebottom, but I am not joining your quest. I'm just saying I'm not going to kill six children.
Here, take this sword.
No.
Put it in your hand.
No.
Yes, you're in the quest now.
Stop poking me with that sword. Stop.
Yes, join me.
Stop. First of all, don't... this handle's a dick.
Oh, yes, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Well, thank you, Spintax, for being on the podcast. Again, I'm not in any hurry to murder a bunch of foonish children, but...
But two great threats do now encroach their way towards us. The Dark Lord, which I do take seriously, and the Void.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of mind-blowing that we have more stuff to worry about. I guess I'm just going to drink my rainbow cup and not worry about it right now.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
First all, raise a cup.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Anyway, why don't... Chun, did you get any emails this week?
Yeah, I got some emails here. First email is from Casey Duda, which I just like saying that name, Casey Duda. Chunt, and she spelled it with six T's. You are awesome, and it is clear that why everyone wants to be your friend. I am amazed you have been a badger this long. Clearly, everyone is thirsty for that badger. You're awesome. What does thirsty for that badger mean?
I think they just want to have sex with you, I'm guessing.
Oh.
No, congratulations.
What does the Casey Duda look like? Is it like a cicada?
I have no idea.
Cicada? Casey Duda?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never been a Casey Duda.
Yeah.
The other email...
I've had a Casey Duda. It's where you take a flour...
Oh, it's like tortilla?
A flour tortilla, and you just cheese. Put some cheese in and flip it over. It's pretty good.
Casey Duda,
I think a Casey Duda is when you put a feather in your cap and call it macaroni.
You're trash. Dave Lang writes, greetings, Chunt. I hope all is well on Flume. I think he means Foon. Two quick questions. One, I'm fascinated with the differences between life on Earth and Flume. Having lived with Arnold, what about his day-to-day behavior and customs did you find most alien? I think when he pooped standing up was probably the weirdest thing.
That was one time.
Two, Arnold hails from a place on Earth ravaged by alcoholics. How hard is his drinking problem on your friendship? I'd say pretty hard.
You drink more than I do.
It affects me pretty hard, yeah. So thank you, Dave, for your concern. Arnie, he can be a bit of a monster.
Chicago is a hard-drinking town, but Hog's Face really gives it a run for its money. There's a lot of drinking here, I think, just to escape the brutal realities of life.
I think I have some barf in my fur that begs to differ.
Sometimes I drink in my sleep.
Oh.
Rainbow bowls are non-alcoholic.
What? Why have we been drinking this?
They take your mind through time.
No. Oh, wow. Okay. While I wait for that mind time to set in, if you want to email me directly, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. We got an email from Sean Hewitt who writes, this podcast is amazing. Thank you so much for letting the rest of us know about your discovery. Oh, you're welcome, Sean. I think word is starting to spread quickly about it online. Awesome. The information you are sharing is amazing. I just discovered you over the weekend and caught up on all the episodes, blah, blah, blah. But I do have a friendly warning for you. Uh-oh. I think Chunt and Usador are screwing with you. In episode 4, the FML, you joked about there being a Robin as a Baskin, which was a great joke, and everybody gave you crap asking what's a Robin like they didn't know. But in episode 11, the eunuch, Benedict Whisperbrew, said he talks to Robins and nobody even flinched. What's up with that?
Chunt
is up with that.
Well, Spintax can back me up on this. It's a very simple solution. After we had that Mittens episode with Larry Birdman, we had convened the Council of Wizards, and we did decide that if this bird existed in your world, that we should have it here in Foon too. So we pooled our great powers, and we brought Robins into the world. We made Robins.
Yeah.
With magic.
Can you guys also make a Burger King?
Probably. Do you want to try to make a Burger King?
Right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Focus.
Yes.
Oh, no. You want to read another email while they
say
that?
Yeah, I'll read another email while they say that. We've actually, it's funny that they're going to be distracted because this is something they'd be interested in. I've actually started getting a lot of emails about the Dark Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Sesame seed bun.
Oh, damn.
That's a tiny horse with a burr for it.
Well, we tried.
Is that not a Burger King?
Sometimes you have to work. It takes a couple tries before you get this sort of thing right. When you're making up a new spell.
Sure. I'm not sure what it is that may have affected the spell.
We got an email from Karna Warrior, who says, "Hi, Artie." It's Arnie, not Artie. Chunt and Usador, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Hope you are doing well. My question is for Usador. Are there any prophecies in Foon regarding the Dark Lord or his destruction by a party of heroic individuals? Are you mentioned in the prophecies as the one who slays or orchestrates his destruction? Is being in a prophecy anything like being a movie star or famous podcast host in our world? Thank you so much, Karna Warrior.
Well, Spintax already mentioned earlier the rhyme of the Dark Lord that someone will always take the Dark Lord's place.
What was that rhyme again?
He who holds the Book of Sight when the moon is drained of all its light shall then be ruler of the night, master of the dark.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. And there is one other prophecy. A prophecy that a great man shall emerge. An unlikely hero from a secret world. And I have combed through all the writings at Tarakas. I have traveled to other cities and towns and lands looking for more information about this individual. And I believe I have found him.
Spintax?
No, it's Arnold.
Oh, me?
Yes, of course.
That I'm the person that has to fight the Dark Lord?
A strange man from a strange land. An unlikely hero.
I mean, that's very unlikely.
Named after the greatest champion of all of Foon.
Exactly.
Arnor.
Do 10 crunches, and then I'll believe you're a hero.
Do one crunch. Let's start
crunch
off.
Half. How about half? Half a crunch.
Half a crunch? Nah.
It is crunch time.
He'll get there.
What? So now, if you're not supposed to say the Dark Lord's name, is it bad to just talk about the Dark Lord so much, period?
Yes, there is. There is danger in speaking of the Dark Lord. Every time your thoughts even turn to him, he doth gain a little bit more power. He doth creep that ever tiny bit closer. He doth open the opportunity for him to peer into your mind and take your heart and your soul. For... is the worst and most terrible... Oh, crap.
Wait, you said his name? That's his name?
Yes.
Usador.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just came out. I forgot.
Whoa, what was that? What's that
the
noise?
The Dark Lord has noticed us.
I must return to my multifaceted gym home. Kulsar Terra Raptor.
What? Spindex!
He's gone. I told you he was a coward.
Oh, it's so smoky.
It's just a... green smoke.
Oh, so wait a second, Usador, you said the Dark Lord's name, and now that weird noise went off.
His attention has turned to Hog's Face. It is more imperative than ever that we find the party that will destroy him.
Oh, God. Please give us good reviews on iTunes.
I didn't get all those steps about how to turn into an animal on my own. Damn it.
Oh dear, that is not good. Bad, bad, bad. Or it would be bad if it was real. Ha ha! Ha ha! Such careless laughter. But it's all not real, so no need to worry about multiple dimensions in danger or the fact that the evil gauntlet seems to have just been thrown. Chunt was Adol Rafai. Usador was Matt Young. Spintax the Green was played by special guest Charlie McCracken. You can follow Charlie on Twitter, @TheKraken. The Spance and Glenn Miller song was performed by Star Kids Meredith Tapian and Nick Gage. You can find their music during whatever small chunk of time we all have left by their band Jim and the Povolos on iTunes and Spotify. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter @MagicTavern. Do you prefer Facebook to lasting emotional connections? Then visit Hello from the Magic Tavern on Facebook and see lots of evidence to prove that this show is not really happening. All of these fictionalized pretendings were brought to you by Cards Against Humanity with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative.
Learn more about Cards Against Humanity at cardsagainsthumanity.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com. Take a moment tonight to hold your loved ones close. Everything is going to be all right.